Yesterday, Russ, Tommy, and I went to see King Kong. There weren't many birds in it, and the ones that were there seemed rather computer-generated, so one might think I'd not find anything of interest. But Peter Jackson has created an astounding parable about man and nature, a movie as grand and vivid, magnificent, sincere, and heartrending as any movie I've ever seen. King Kong moves and responds like a real gorilla, not like a monster. Jack Black somehow magically conjures up images of a deranged Orson Welles, focused so much on getting his movie made that he loses all sense of perspective. He'd already lost his moral compass long before the movie starts. Kyle Chandler was magnificent and funny as an Errol Flynn-type actor, and the film belongs to Naomi Watts as Ann Darrow. More than the previous King Kongs, Jackson creates a scenario wherein we could believe absolutely in the touching relationship that evolved between her character and Kong, making her into a rather charming song and dance Jane Goodall, while maintaining that sense of sincerity and innocence that most powerful relationships between humans and animals have. And Jackson gave the quiet, gentle scenes enough time to breathe and resonate, making the scenes of Kong's capture and the New York City chase more harrowing and horrifying. Movie theaters show commercials nowadays, and King Kong started with a slightly longer version of the Coca-Cola commercial I've been seeing on TV lately, the one with the baby polar bear sliding into a huge mass of emperor penguins, and what happens when polar bears meet penguins, not in the real world where their ranges never intersect, but in a world where one can still teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I like drinking Coke, and I like how in the 70s, and again now, the company has its finger on the pulse of the best part of being an American. I was always mystified why Coca-Cola didn't capitalize on more of Roger Torrey Peterson's work, since throughout his great book, Wild America, Peterson talked frequently about him and James Fisher drinking Coca-Cola wherever they went on their quest to see American birds. I've always wished that Coke would put together a series of commercials with little, beautifully filmed glimpses of extraordinary birds in their natural habitat. That's the real thing, not computer-generated polar bears and penguins, but somehow the simplicity and charm of this little commercial is still lovely. Oddly enough, I saw the movie and this commercial on the same day that I read that the House has passed a bill allowing drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and that due to the breaking up of so much of the ice shelf due to warming already, large numbers of real polar bears are drowning. After using them as their symbol for so many years, how I wish the Coca-Cola company would step in now and speak out about global warming and about protecting ANWR. As in King Kong, we've been bullies fighting and exploiting every element of the natural world that we don't understand for far too long. I don't know how a country changes an entire mindset and learns to work with nature, but a company that envisions polar bears and penguins dancing to Beach Boys music could surely help us envision saving rather than exploiting polar bears and penguins and great apes and beautiful birds. That's the real thing. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.